Look at picture K for question number 12. What is the man doing? A. He's robbing the bank. B. He's depositing the money in the bank. C. He's withdrawing the money in the bank. D. He's bringing the monkey to the bank.
Look at picture L for question number 13. Where might this take place? A. A Japanese restaurant. B. A French restaurant. C. A German restaurant. D. An Italian restaurant.
Look at picture L again. For question number 14. How would the guest feel? A. Delighted. B. Displeased. C. Deluxe. D. Demanded.
Look at picture M for question number 15. What happened to the man? A.He's bankrupt. B. He caught a cold and is very sick. C. He recently broke up with his girlfriend. D. He's sad because he has no friends. Question number 26.What do you think of my new haircut?
Question number 27. My toothache is killing me.
Question number 28. I forgot to recharge the battery of my cell phone.
Question number 29. I'm going to compete in a pie eating contest.
Question number 30. I'm going to the grocery store. You need anything? Number 41. Will, how's my dress? I have to meet an important client today. If everything goes well,I'll have a chance to design the house for Jennifer Lopez. It's so exciting, don't you think?
It's great. And you look good in this dress.
Good? It's such an important day in my career, and all you can say is good? What does good mean, anyway?
Here you go again. You're overacting on this. You look just fine. Fabulous, if that's what you expect me to say.But aren't you going to win this job with your capability and talent, not a stupid dress?
A stupid dress? Oh, you are telling me the truth now, aren't you? You think I look bad in the dress from the very beginning, am I right?
Question. Why is Grace making a fuss over what she's dressed in?Number 42. You look like hell. What happened?
Kind of. My allergies are acting up. I feel itchy all over and my eyes are swollen.
Poor you. You should at least use some balm.
Oh, do I look that bad?
Imagine a pale girl without any makeup and has messy hair. That's what you look like. Come on, I'm going to lend you something to make you look better.
Question. What will the two people most likely do next? Number 43. What brings you here, Mr. Clark?
I feel funny and awful. I haven't felt quite right for a while, but I don't know the reason.
But you look fit as a fiddle. Can you describe the problem or the symptoms?
I fell off the chair the other day, and since then my backbone has hurt.
I think you have to be x-rayed to see if there's some damage or fracture. The nurse will lead you the way.
Question. Where might this conversation take place? Number 44. Well, Miss Jones, why are you applying for this job? Your resume says that you're an accountant major in university.
Doing the office work is not my ultimate dream. I love to travel around, so I think this job can fulfill my need.
How many languages do you speak?
I can speak fluent Chinese, English, and Taiwanese. Besides, I have a good command of Japanese and Spanish.
If there is turbulence, what will you do?
I'll stay calm and instruct the passengers according to the standard procedure.
Question. What kind of job might Miss Jones be applying for? Number 45. Jennifer, have you ever babysat for a child?
I've babysat for many children in this neighborhood.
I hope that there will be no guests while we're gone. You can use our phone if it's necessary.
Okay, anything else?
My little boy Johnny is allergic to peanuts. Do not give them any snack or ice cream before bedtime.
Question. What isn't the woman supposed to do when she babysits the man's three children?